the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Welcome back from the 420 break. Talking about U.S. senatorial candidates, Sarah Godlewski joined me in studio earlier and talked about some of the more popular, surprisingly, Joe Manchin has seen a huge upswing in his popularity in the state of West Virginia. Of course, he represents that state. Now, most of the increase in popularity has come from independents and Republicans. He's seen a diminishment in his popularity amongst Democrats. And I think the Chamber of Commerce lobby likes him quite a bit. But anyways, a couple of other thoughts. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was viewed least favorably of all U.S. senators, with 60% of Kentucky voters saying they disapprove of the job he's doing. Negative 60. Right here in the great state of Wisconsin, we've seen somewhat recent Marquette University Law School polling. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, I believe he's at a 53% disapproval rating. He didn't make it into this little article. But Mitch McConnell, negative 60. That's bad. McConnell has openly criticized former President Trump during the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot, though he has said he'd back the former president if he became the GOP presidential nominee again. Yeah, that's sad. You've got no courage, man. Trump took more than 62% of the vote in Kentucky in the 2020 presidential. So apparently Kentucky's turned against McConnell because he doesn't support Trump enough. Anyways, a little bit more here. 5 of the 10 most popular senators in the country are Republicans, while 3 are Democrats and 2 are independents who caucus with the Democrats. Among the 12 least popular senators, 10 are Republicans, while 2 are Democrats. Senator Kristen Sinema, another moderate who has frequently been in the middle with Manchin, was ranked amongst the least popular. Well, that's not a shocker either. Sinema has the disapproval of 42% of Arizona voters. I'm telling you, I wish I could find the rating on our boy, Ron Johnson. I'm going to dig into the broader polling, see if I can find something quickly here on U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Where's he fall in this chart? Got to dig out the charts. Patrick Leahy had the largest drop in approval rating. Actually, Bernie has seen his drop, but he's still one of the most popular. But let's see where Ron Johnson falls on the chart. There's a lot of them, 100 senators. Bear with me. I'll continue talking like I've got something to say until I find Ron Johnson on the chart here. Oh, here he is. Ron Johnson, great state of Wisconsin. According to them, Ron's had like a 2% bump in his approval ratings. So he's gotten 2% better. Well, that's got to be good for Ron. He couldn't have gotten much worse. He has been a very unpopular senator here in the great state of Wisconsin, and the polling would seem to bear that out. Let me see if he makes the most unpopular list. Oh, he does. Here he is. Ron Johnson falls number 2 on the list of the least popular senators in the entire United States. The only one less popular than Ron Johnson, Mitch McConnell. Mitch, we just talked about the 60% disapproval rating and the 33% approval rating for Mitch. Well, Ron's got a robust 37% approval, 51% disapproval. That's a negative 14 overall. That makes him the second most unpopular U.S. senator in the entire Congress. 844-967-2789. Angie from Monroe. Welcome, Angie. What do you got for us?
Well, I know I've mentioned this on like the Facebook comments. We need to talk about how other states are going after our birth control. And they're going to make it outlawed where you can't get it in the mail. And then they're actually going after birth control in marriages also, where you can't even choose whether you want birth control or not. And I don't know if men have really thought about this. Now, all of our, I used to go to the bars, and every once in a while, you know, you want to do a quickie or once in a while, you know, just have a little one-night stand.
Sure, I guess. Been a long time for me, Angie, but do tell more.
Those days are no more. You know, I mean, how many girls are going to want to do a quickie when they have no birth control? Think about this. And then how many babies you have to pay for it? Some women, you breathe the wrong way and they get pregnant. And, you know, I mean.
I know, Angie. I got a wife like that at home. Let me ask you. We hear these efforts to control women's bodies. But I don't see a hell of a lot of effort to hold deadbeat dads accountable to their child support, to their duties as a father. It's like they get a free pass. The woman's got to deal with the child, even as a result of rape or incest, depending on the state and the Christianity, air quotes, of the respective state legislature. But Angie, where does the men's accountability come from? I mean, you don't hear a lot of accountability for the men. In fact, former Trump aides, I believe Jason Miller, stands accused of sticking an abortion pill in his girlfriend's cocktail. You know, they'll more than willing to have theirs have abortions. You know, at least they don't want to get back to the wife.
My ex died owing me, I mean, my entire child support. I raised both my kids by myself. And I did it on a waitress wage. So, yeah, I mean, you got to, there has to be something else done with that. And I think the more women we do get into, Congress in higher positions, that some of these women, like, actually go through some of this. Like, say, Katie Porter, who is a single mom. I'm very impressed with her.
We all are, like Angie. She is incredibly impressive.
I love that whiteboard. She brings it out and they're like, oh no. But yeah, I just wanted to bring up the birth control thing. I think we really need to, you know, constantly talk about it because men are not, I mean, even if you're married, you're not going to want to have sex. You're not going to have birth control.
Well, Angie, after a certain point, your wife will send you down to see the doctor and do the right thing. But I would say the vast majority of men have not had vasectomies, and they'd like to be sexually active. I think we all enjoy a little something, if you know what I'm saying. Well, if you want sex, you have to give a woman control over the outcome of whether or not she can be impregnated or has to carry it to term. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.